This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Daniel Whiteley recently led a trade mission to the Philippines and said it was a very successful trip.
It really was fantastic to connect with our stakeholders, our buyers, and importers. The Philippines is our eighth largest market for U.S. agriculture and food products, coming in just over $3 billion annually during the last 5 years. But I got to tell you, after being there on the ground, there's a lot of potential to do a lot better. They are very, very interested in strengthening their trade ties with American agriculture, and there's a lot of opportunity to increase our exports and our presence in the region and specifically the country.
Whiteley said the Filipino buyers value reliability more than ever and view American agriculture as the most reliable supplier in the world.
They were very interested in more soy meal. They anticipate increasing their animal agriculture. They were also looking at importing more U.S. corn. They do have a domestic corn industry, but it needs to be supplanted to meet their domestic needs. They were also looking at more pork products as they rebuild their own hog herd. They were also looking for some dairy products. So a lot of the top products in which we're very, very competitive and have comparative advantages over many of our competition in the region.
Once again, that's Daniel Whiteley of the Foreign Agricultural Service. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.